We're now joined by head coach Ethan Bunnell of the Grundy R5 baseball team. We talked about this game last week, so we'll kind of preview it here this week and take a look at a game maybe a week from now, too, as Grundy will have a home game coming up on the 18th against Novinger. But the game we'll look at here, because you got two schools that kind of are both in the same boat, is trying to build up their baseball program and taking some lumps against some really good teams. So they play one another. It's kind of like Coach Bunnell, if you're an expansion team and you're looking for somebody who's kind of on your own footing, both teams are going to have that chance tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's exactly the way it'll be. We're both in our second year, pretty new program, so kind of just getting started and figuring things out. So hopefully things will go our way tomorrow night.
The schedule picks up a little bit starting next Monday. You got a game Monday, Thursday, and then following week, Tuesday, Friday. So you do get kind of that rhythm going a little bit, because it's been hard for the guys because you just haven't had a lot of games thus far.
It has. You know, this is our sixth or seventh weekend, and we've only played two games. So, you know, it's hard to keep their concentration in practice knowing that they don't have games this week, or it's been 5 days since they've had a game, stuff like that. So things getting ready to pick up. Hopefully we've got the mental ability to pay attention and focus on all the things that we've got going on now.
Well, I'm sure you've had this discussion amongst your coaches and yourself that at some point you want to do the same drills, and you want to make sure that the boys have them down, but you don't want to make them get so bored at doing the same drills that they kind of lose interest. Kind of having that battle here in practice?
Yeah, we have been. Even this last Friday, we decided to give them a day off, just rest, get them. We were going to have the late practice, so we just decided to take it off. They could have a long weekend, practice hard tonight, and then play tomorrow and practice hard the rest of this week and get ready for this next stretch of games that we're going to have coming up.
So when we talk about the things that have to be done repetitively for the boys to get better, that they're going to do every day in practice, what would those things be at this point?
Oh, it's fielding, a lot of fielding, throwing every day. And then we get them swinging bats also.
With fielding, too, the thing is, it's not just hitting the ball hard at somebody. They have to be able to, if they're a third baseman, they got to be able to charge the ball. They got to go back on a ball and go into foul territory, maybe catch the ball over their head, which is very difficult. So you have to put them all in those different situations, don't you?
Yeah, we try to give them all those types of things that they could possibly see from their positions.
So I know it's a lot easier to judge off of a game situation instead of practice, but just over the practice, because there have been a lot more of that than games lately. You obviously haven't played here since the first. Have you seen good progress from the boys in their skill level?
Yeah, we have. And we've kind of been tweaking the kids and where they're playing at. We think we might have them kind of in an order that fits us best with what each kid does to the best of their ability. So we've been playing around with that a little bit, and we've been hammering them with some stuff, and we think we might have finally got it figured out.
And we kind of talked about this last week, obviously day after Labor Day last week because of the holiday, but that 12-1 loss to Green City on a week ago Friday, that was actually a very respectable loss against a really good Gopher team.
Yeah, that was. I was really proud of the way the kids played that game. You know, we got down early. They didn't give up. They didn't hang their heads. They fought. They about got right back in it at one point in time. Green City made a couple plays, and then they kind of scored a few more runs, but we never gave up one bit.
Are your boys pretty familiar with Tri-County?
Well, it's a team that we always see on the basketball court. We see them when they played softball. It's a team they would play. We played them last year in baseball, so we're a little bit familiar with their program.
I was going to say, too, yeah, obviously if you're in Trenton, it's closer to Jamesport. And if you just kind of go by the lay of the land, I'm sure there's some guys who know each other off the court from Gall to Numphreys in Jamesport, but you're talking at that point about 20 miles, so it's not necessarily really close.
No, I don't think the boys know very many of the kids over that way or not really. Most of the boys that they know are all kind of more towards the east.
What do you feel like in a game that could be very evenly matched tomorrow night, Coach? What do you feel like are the things that are going to decide this thing?
I think with these two new programs, it's going to be errors. You know, whichever team has the fewest amount of errors throughout the game will probably come out on top.
You know, it sounds funny to say when you give up 19 to La Plata and then 12 to Green City, that 12 is a big improvement, like we talked about, you know, keeping that score reasonable. Do you feel good about where your defense and your pitching is against a program like Tri-County, that they can be successful at a very high level tomorrow night?
Yes, I am. Hitting from an overhand pitch is a lot different than a softball pitch, so, you know, they're not going to be as great as hitters as what the Green City and La Plata kids were, Also, with their pitching, they won't have as many, as good of curveballs. They won't throw as fast and stuff like that. So I think that'll help us out a lot also.
Yeah, do you have a group of boys who play Legion ball in the summer, things like that? So it's not like they're getting into school and trying to figure out something that they're going to do and say, okay, baseball sounds like a good thing, and they're learning from the spot. You have a good group of guys who play throughout the year, don't you?
Actually, no, we really don't. With just baseball getting started, a lot of the kids haven't picked up summer teams yet or anything like that, so they're still kind of searching around for that. We've only got one boy that actually played all throughout the summer.
And we're talking Legion ball then, right?
Yeah.
So, I thought there was maybe more than one, but, certainly we kind of go in another direction with this topic and say that would be a good thing for your program to encourage the boys to do something like that over the summer.
Oh, yeah, that's something we definitely encourage them to get out, to join some teams. I think the boy that we've got goes over to Linn County and plays.
Mm-hmm.
So, anywhere they can get on a team, those we'd love them to have them playing and throwing all summer.
So in the program here on Mondays throughout the fall, we've talked about how if you go east of Galt, if you go over toward the La Platas and the Green Cities, you find some pretty tough teams. So you got Novinger coming to your place a week from today. I don't know what Novinger has per se, but you might know more than I at this point, Ethan. Do you know about the Wildcats or the challenge that they'll have on the 18th?
No, I really don't know much about their current team this year, but we played them twice last year, and kind of later in the season like it is this year. And the first game got called off early in, second, third inning due to weather, and we didn't get to reschedule that one. But during that game we were playing with them, and then come the second game was one of our last games of the year, and played them here in Galt, and we won kind of a shootout a little bit between the two of us.
And I'll say this about your schedule too, and I think this gives a lot of credit to La Plata and Green City, who you've seen. You can look at your schedule, and obviously we'll go through it here as we move toward the month of October here in a couple of weeks, but your toughest games are at the front of the schedule, and it kind of just gets gradually a little bit more doable by the time you get to the end of the season.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's something that Alex and I have talked about is, get through these two first games here, and after that, the programs that we're going to face and see are good programs, but ones that we feel confident if we go out and do the things that we need to and do them to the best of our abilities that we can get a win.
I believe this is the case. Tomorrow is a softball-baseball doubleheader over at Jamesport, right?
Yes.
So softball, 5:30?
The softball game will start at 5.
And 5.
Baseball will follow.
So that would make it, we don't know for sure, but 6:30 to be safe, probably more 7:30-ish?
Yeah, the way they've been going so far is closer to about 7 o'clock is when we're kind of starting to take the field.
Sounds great. Good luck tomorrow night, Coach. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you, Tom.